Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few moments of inspiration and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Tonight, I just wanted to check in with you and make sure that everyone is doing okay. I thought it would be a great way to close out our night, to just spend some time together and talk a few things out. And offer you a prayer for your evening as well. So as you prepare to close your eyes, I just want you to think of the blessing that you are to the world. I know that, you know, you see a lot of things going on and, you know, some of them we cannot control and that can kind of make you feel unsettled. But what I want you to understand that not everything you see or are close to is your responsibility. And when we forget that, sometimes we feel bogged down, we feel heavy, we feel tired because we feel like we're not taking care of our responsibilities. And, you know, I want you to know that's not the case, right? If you're getting up each day, you're giving life your best, and you are doing what you should do, you should have a clear mind. And it can be difficult, right, to know. And so what I personally do is I get real clear in my mind. I think deeply, and then I pray for clarity. And the items that I'm able to identify are not the ones that are my responsibility, I remove myself from them, right? And you know, if I'm still not sure, then I go to God's Word, I listen to the Bible, and I spend time in prayer and until I am clear. So I believe that as long as we take care of the things that are truly our responsibility, you know, the things like what allows us to feel safe and what allows us to take care of our family, and the things we need to do to live in God's will and enact His purpose, that if we do those things, that we're doing what we need to do. And then the other elements outside of our control and the things that through prayer we understand we should release, we need to just let those go. You know, we need to leave those concerns and those worries and those fears at Jesus' feet. And if you do that, and then trust that the stuff that you need to take care of, God will help you with, right? And all those needs, God is aware of. And so what I feel is that if God doesn't help me resolve something, that there's probably a higher purpose for what I'm seeing. And realistically, I don't believe that God withholds anything that we need. Right? So we might have things that we want, but they're not necessarily things that we need. So what I want to ask you to do is to just, you know, take some good cleansing breaths and just release any negative energy you might have picked up today in your journey, you know, and let that be where it is. Release it. So I'm going to just say a prayer with you, and I hope you receive it with the love in which I intend for it to be given. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask that you look out among the world today and you see your faithful people. Father, we are doing everything we can to be in line with your will, to help one another, and to love every woman, every man, every child, anyone that is our sister and brother. Father, we are doing our best. This virus keeps going and we keep trying to make it through. We know that you are there and you are helping us each step that we take. Sometimes we get a little tired, we can get antsy, and we just need to have a peace of mind that we know only you can give us. Help us remember to lean on you and to pray to you for guidance when we feel like we're starting to stumble, or if we get a little shaky in our will and working towards your purpose. Father, you are all that we need, and we know that if something is going on, you have already taken care of it, even if we have not seen our way through. Father, we just continue to lift you up and to say thank you and to praise your name, because there is no one greater than you. And while this virus is stopping some of us, we know it doesn't bother you. Nothing can stop you. So please continue to look into our hearts and to help us remember how important we are to you. Help us remember that you love us no matter what we're facing and what we're going through. And help us to identify what you want us to take care of so that we are constantly following your purpose. Father, look out and please help bless those that are less fortunate and help them find a way. If it is your will, lead us to it. We pray this, we ask this in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen. I hope you enjoyed my thoughts tonight and that you feel my prayers for you in your heart. So whatever you're going through, trust that you'll make it through. You know, nothing at all surprises God. He already made our way through. We just have to hang on, keep the faith, and walk in his way. So I am going to wish you a beautiful evening, a wonderful morning, and a beautiful, joyous afternoon. Wherever you are, this message is for you. Walk in peace and love God. Feel his purpose, and there is nothing else we need to worry about. Peace and joy to you. Good night.